From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Jessica, July 29th. 10 stories from overnight. Sourcing first, take second. Let's get into it. First, from Facts HQ, Iran launches surprise attack on U.S. troops, appeals court sides with Trump on mail-in ballots, Fauci's leaked diary entries. Ted Lasso, Iran launches surprise attack on U.S. forces. U.S. Central Command announced that Iran launched an attempted surprise attack on U.S. forces. CENTCOM says Iran used ballistic missiles in this attack, but they were all successfully intercepted. This attack is significant because, as I reported just yesterday, the United States, at the direction of President Trump, had paused strikes to give negotiations a chance. Trump said that the Iranians had begged him for the pause because they wanted a deal. But as I reported yesterday, Iran said there were no negotiations underway with the U.S. next. Second, from The Wrap. Spider-Man: Brand New Day, poised for one of the biggest box office openings of all time. There's a lot of chatter about where the MCU is headed, but one thing's crystal clear. People still adore Spider-Man, especially Tom Holland's version. The buzz around the new film, Spider-Man: Brand New Day, is so strong that early tracking suggests its opening weekend could sit in the top five of all time, even outpacing the massive $260 million domestic debut of No Way Home. The hype isn't built on nostalgia, no surprise returns of the older Spider-Men. Just a simple question. What does Peter Parker do after losing his mentors and watching the world forget him? Sony's marketing leans into that personal angle, asking how Holland's Peter will reconnect with MJ, Ned, and figure out his place as both a regular kid and a hero. That focus, paired with a solid cast that's proven chemistry, is resonating with audiences. Critics are also leaning in, giving the movie a strong 89% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is a rare combo of critical approval and fan excitement for a Marvel release right now. The numbers back it up. Trackers are penciling in about $195 million domestic and $465 million worldwide for the opening, numbers that would eclipse the biggest releases since Zootopia 2. Even the presale data beats Deadpool and Wolverine, and the film's PG-13 rating widens its family appeal. Add in the draw of Zendaya and Sadie Sink, plus solid overseas interest, including in China, where No Way Home never hit theaters, the potential is huge. If it just meets those benchmarks, it's already a massive win for Sony. But should it surpass the global opening of No Way Home, the lack of competition this August could clear a path for Brand New Day to become the first non-Avengers superhero movie to break the $2 billion barrier, cementing another historic moment for the Spider-Man franchise. On the markets, Kalshi traders have been actively repricing this story in the last day. Up next, third, from RT World, Iran launches surprise attack on U.S. bases, CENTCOM, videos. Iran launched multiple ballistic missiles at U.S. forces in the Middle East, reportedly targeting an American base in Jordan. The missiles were aimed at U.S. forces based in the Middle East, according to CENTCOM, which didn't identify the targeted facilities or mention Jordan. The incoming missiles were successfully intercepted, CENTCOM claimed, and American forces remain vigilant and at a high state of readiness. Several videos shared by open-source intelligence trackers appear to show intense air defense activity in Jordan, including near Muwaffaq Salty Air Base, with U.S. Patriot systems engaging incoming threats. The attack came hours after Trump held a closed-door meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House, which was described as positive and productive. The incident marked Iran's first reported ballistic missile attack on a U.S. facility since President Donald Trump suspended American strikes against the Islamic Republic on Friday. Trump had said on Monday that Washington and Tehran were engaged in very friendly negotiations, but warned that the U.S. could return to strong military action if diplomacy failed. And then, fourth, from The Hill, Iran launches surprise attack on U.S. forces in Middle East. Iran fired multiple ballistic missiles at a U.S. base in the Middle East on Tuesday evening in what U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, called an attempted surprise attack. it was the first publicly disclosed attack on US Next. Fifth, from Forbes Business. Spider-Man, Brand New Day. Has lowest critics score of Tom Holland's Spidey movies. Spider-Man, Brand New Day is a hit with Rotten Tomatoes critics, yet it is the lowest ranked Tom Holland film in comparison to the actor's three previous solo films as the legendary Marvel Comics character. On the markets, Kalshi traders have been actively repricing this story in the last day. Up next, sixth, from Screen Rant. Batman, Caped Crusader, Season 2 Review, DC's Dark Knight returns to face the scariest Joker yet. Batman, Caped Crusader Season 2 marks yet another action-packed chapter in this creative take on Gotham City. Prime Video is on a roll in 2026 when it comes to superhero shows. Be they live action or animated, some of Prime Video's best TV shows in 2026 have come from the superhero genre. Those include Invincible, The Boys, Spider-Noir, and now the return of DC's Batman series. And then, seventh from Latin Times, Spider-Man, Brand New Day is Tom Holland's most emotional performance yet, and a fresh start in a very Latina New York City, review. Following the heartbreaking ending of Spider-Man, No Way Home, Peter Parker is truly alone in Spider-Man Brand New Day. The world has forgotten him, including MJ and Ned, forcing him to rebuild his life from nothing while continuing to carry the responsibility of being Spider-Man. On the markets, Kalshi traders have been actively repricing this story in the last day. Next, eighth, from IGN, Spider-Man, Brand New Day Review. Spider-Man, Brand New Day lands right in the middle of Manhattan, and that city feels like a character itself. Tom Holland's Peter is still juggling the two sides of himself, college kid and neighborhood hero. But this time the balance is tipped toward the hero side, because Doctor Strange's spell has erased his personal connections. He's been cleaning up the streets so efficiently that the NYPD actually trusts him, but the cost is a lonely life until a chance sighting of Ned pulls him back into a party where MJ shows up, stirring up old feelings and a new set of problems. Those problems show up as his powers going haywire. Organic web fluid oozes from his wrists, and his strength spikes in ways that feel both exciting and dangerous. Holland nails the moments when Peter's yearning for his old life flashes across his face, giving the film its emotional punches. The chemistry with Zendaya's MJ is solid. She brings her usual wit and a deeper empathy that makes their scenes feel earned, even if the plot leans on her as a vulnerability for the villain. Speaking of the villain, Sadie Sink's antagonist turns out to be a reincarnated MODOK who can hop between bodies, adding a body-hopping twist that keeps Peter guessing about who to trust. The fight choreography is slick, and director Destin Daniel Cretton keeps the action light on its feet, echoing the acrobatic feel of previous Spider-Man outings while staying grounded. The movie leans on familiar MCU faces. Bruce Banner shows up for some science talk, but it's Jon Bernthal's Punisher who really clicks with Peter, offering a rough around the edges mentor vibe. The damage control subplot feels a bit thin, and the usual rogues gallery is mostly background, but the focus on Peter's internal struggle and the city's pulse makes up for it. Overall, Brand New Day feels like a return to the core of what makes Holland's Spider-Man work. A kid trying to do good in a big world, stumbling over his own power, and learning that even without the big screen heroes around, responsibility still matters. On the markets, Kalshi traders have been actively repricing this story in the last day. Up next, ninth from Inverse Science. Batman, Caped Crusader. Season 2. Review, the most underrated DC project doubles down on its noir charm. There's a scene in the second episode of Batman, Caped Crusader Season 2, that epitomizes how the show works. Batman, Hamish Linklater, is pursuing a Rocketeer-esque figure, Roxanne Sutton, Wunmi Mosaku, during a train heist. We're on the outskirts of Gotham, and at one point, Roxanne leaves the train and gets into her rocket, which flies over the countryside as the Batmobile pursues. The rocket skims the ground, and eventually Batman can't follow. The rocket busts through a fence and over a ravine. The rocket doesn't go very high, and Batman can't drive into thin air. And then, 10th, from GameSpot. Marvel's Spider-Man 2 swings into a brand new day. Marvel's Spider-Man 2 is getting a fresh look this week. Alongside the movie debut, Insomniac is dropping two new suits that you can snag for free. One leans into the classic comic vibe with subtle textures and familiar colors, while the other goes full anime with bold hues, a larger spider emblem, and a cel-shaded finish. Both will show up in the costume menu once the update rolls out. If you've upgraded to a PS5 Pro, you'll notice the game looking a bit sharper too. The enhanced PSSR boost pushes the title toward a smoother 4060fps experience, and a new power saver mode helps keep things efficient without sacrificing the visual punch. It's the kind of polish that makes swinging through Manhattan feel even more cinematic. There won't be any post-launch expansions for Spider-Man 2. Insomniac wrapped up the third installment and is already shifting gears toward their next big project, Wolverine. That solo adventure drops on September 15th for PS5, promising a darker, more brutal take on the character. So, if you're looking to freshen up your web-slinging style and enjoy a little visual upgrade, the update's coming this week, and the Wolverine game is just around the corner. Enjoy the swing! On the markets, Kalshi traders have been actively repricing this story in the last day. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow, what to watch is in your subscribe link. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.